expert financial advice you can both understand and trust on your savings and investments, retirement planning, equity release, or life and health insurance. Talk to the experts at Facts and Figures Chartered Financial Planners. Phone 01233 722 922 or check them out at www.fffp.co.uk. Facts and Figures, independent financial advice everyone can follow. www.fffp.co.uk.
I'm off my jack, keep your hands off my stack.
RIFT Research and Development. Innovation tax rewards for small businesses. RIFTResearch.com.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on Kent Business Radio and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 1st of September, with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous coffee, Jules Serkin, who did it again. You did it again.
You keep catching me out today. You did it again.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back onto the show, once again, Mr. Ken Herron, all the way from the United States. Ken is a radio host and also a marketing expert. Ken, good afternoon or good morning to you. Welcome back onto the Business Bunker Show.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here again.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you back on the show, Ken. How's things out there? You're in Florida at the moment, aren't you?
Yes. We were supposed to have a hurricane over the weekend, but fortunately it got a little tired and broke up. So
oh, that's good.
Out.
What was the name of your hurricane?
This one was called Hurricane Erica.
I always love the names they give them, Ken.
People love to make fun of them because you'll have the most innocent and sweet-sounding name.
Exactly.
And those are the hurricanes you have to watch out for.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I was actually, many years ago, I was playing golf. I'm not normally a golfer, but I was playing golf at a place called Hunter's Creek in Florida. And we were hit by what we in this country call a typhoon, kind of whirlwind. It was really scary. I've never seen anything like it. It's unbelievable.
Anyway. They can be a bit much when things start lifting up off the ground and flying around.
Absolutely.
You know, small animals, large animals, cars. Yes.
It ruined my fifth hole at the course, I have to tell you that. My ball went off in all kinds of directions.
That was his excuse.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, Ken, although we're being typically British and talking about the weather, that's not why we got you on. Ken, we invited you back onto the show, one, because we love having you on, because you're always great value for money. But we wanted you to talk a little bit about hashtags on this week's show. So why don't you kick off and give us some insights and some thoughts and feelings about hashtags?
All right. There's a couple of things I'd like to share. I'd like to first answer the question, and I know Jules is just sitting there burning to ask me the question, Ken, why should we use hashtags?
Yes, why should we?
And then I would like to share how many hashtags to use, because actually that is the number one question I am asked.
Yes.
How many hashtags should I use?
Right.
Should it be one? Should it be a dozen? Should it be none? And the answer does vary depending on the social network.
Okay.
But Jules, would you like to cue me up and give me the question here?
Now,
why?
Ken, why should we, the listeners, use a hashtag in our tweets?
That is a brilliant question, Jules.
I've been thinking it up all evening.
I knew you were.
Yeah.
I knew you were staying up late.
Oh.
There are three very simple reasons. The first one is to mark your keywords. For example, if you sell insurance, insurance is one of your keywords, so you would most likely hashtag the word insurance every time you use it in a post.
Right.
The next one is emotion, and people kind of roll their eyes and say, Ken, I'm trying to sell products, I'm trying to sell my services. It's still about emotion.
Mm-hmm.
It's still about engaging people, so you can use hashtags to convey humor. Sometimes people say, especially in a tweet, conveying sarcasm can be difficult. Hashtagging certain words after your post help to get the point across.
So sometimes I've seen something, Ken, like awkward.
Yes. It allows you to humanize your business, to humanize your brand in an appropriate way.
Mm.
You know, if you're selling financial services, you're a serious company, you're helping people to make money, but it helps to humanize what your business is about and the people who are behind it.
Mm.
So the first was keywords. What are the key topics in your post? The second was emotion. Conveying some humanity, you know, showing that there's a live person behind the post, not just a robot. And the third one, and this is one that actually impacts the Business Bunker Show, tracking. To be able to know the analytics for any campaign you happen to have. For example, I host a radio show. I happen to know a couple of other people who host a show that's quite popular. Theirs is on Tuesdays, by the way.
Oh, is it really?
When it is. I think you'd like them both.
Oh, right, okay.
Well, one's a little strange, but it's a
yeah, she is, isn't she?
For example, if you were to use a hashtag in every tweet you have for the Business Bunker Show, that would allow you, at the end of the show, to pull very accurate analytics as to how many people you've reached, where in the world those people are, and over what period of time are they talking about each one of the topics you cover in your show.
Okay. I've got some questions that I want to ask you and some advice I want to ask you, really, Ken.
Please.
As you know, the Business Bunker Show has been going quite a long time. And I have been using a hashtag for quite some years now, Business Bunker. But we've kind of struggled with that. I put it in as many tweets as I can, but it's not always possible to use it because it takes up a lot of space. But very few of our listeners actually use the hashtag when they're replying. What are we doing wrong? Where are we going wrong with that, Ken?
A couple things, and you just answered your own question. It takes up too much space.
Right.
The more effective hashtags are shorter. Also, when I mention the actual Twitter handle of the Business Bunker Show, and I put the exact same words in the hashtag, it feels repetitive.
Yeah.
You're not necessarily adding value.
Yeah, one of them's redundant. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. If you're open to maybe a different hashtag,
yeah,
I would suggest using B Bunker.
Okay.
B Bunker.
B Bunker. We're going to try
B
that.
B Bunker.
B Bunker.
Very clear. It, you know, stands for the Business Bunker.
Yep.
People will not feel it as repetitive. And I think if you use it on your tweet, if you mention it on the show, within a couple of weeks, people will just learn that's what you would like for them to do and share with them. Be very honest. You have advertisers.
Right.
We all do on our shows. Wouldn't it be great for the advertisers to see you hit 1 million people
right
over the course of the show, or 5 million, or 10 million? Now you have very accurate, real-time analytics that you can share with people who are interested in being on your show or in advertising on your show.
Cool. So we're going to use B Bunker, but I want to ask you a question. I probably could guess the answer
another
to this
question.
But I'm going to ask it anyway. Yeah, but I'm going to ask it anyway, even with Jules interrupting. If I use the hashtag BB, is that too short and undescriptive?
That was my question.
Let me share something with you that I have learned as a marketer. Now, this is a trade secret, Paul. So
okay.
I'm sharing it with
hang
you.
On.
So it's only us that know. Yeah.
Great confidence. Anytime you use a hashtag, you're to go to something called Urban Dictionary. You're to put in those letters because, believe it or not, most combinations that you or I think of actually describe an activity that two consenting adults carry on with each other.
Right, okay.
Horrible rule of marketing. We think we're being clever.
Right.
And it turns out the acronym, the letters, very often have a meaning we're not aware of.
Sure, okay.
So BB.
The trouble is now, Ken, is that Jules is racking her brain to find out what it is, and she's really interested in what it is now.
Yeah. Bed and breakfast.
Yeah, probably.
But we also recommend going into Twitter search and seeing who else is using the hashtag.
Yeah, sure.
Before I recommended B Bunker to you, I went into Twitter search. That's not an actively used hashtag. So
right.
You're not going to be competing with other businesses or
yeah.
other brands. The last time it was used looked like to be 2014.
Right.
So it's much better to have a hashtag that is empty, if possible, than to have one that everyone else is using and possibly even competitors.
Absolutely. And, of course, it's identifiable, isn't it? There's no, you know, B Bunker really does what it says on the tin in terms of the name of our show. Whereas, as you say, BB could be anything from a BB gun to, you know,
bed and breakfast.
Bed and breakfast or some kind of relationship-based activity that we don't know about.
Yeah, the mind boggles.
Yeah. Yes. No, I get that. I get that. That makes absolute sense.
Good job Ken's there.
Yeah, it is, actually. I could have made a real faux pas with that,
you
couldn't
could
I?
Have done.
That's another French word, I know.
Yeah.
But you would have been very, very popular. It just might not have had the business result that you had.
Yeah, I could go, look at the analytics on this. Yeah, yeah. Miss Mimi followed us 9 million times. Yeah, okay. Cool. So
I have tweeted out a simple chart, and if I can share just a couple of them with you.
Right.
For different social networks, there are actually different recommended numbers of hashtags. And
right.
This is based on research by the folks at HubSpot, who do a lot of research on this, based on research by the folks at Buffer, and to be honest, based on a lot of personal experience, what works, what doesn't work with different brands for different clients. So let's start with Twitter. I think, Jules, you're familiar with Twitter. Do you want to give a guess as to what the ideal number of hashtags happens to be for Twitter based on the numbers?
In one tweet?
In a single tweet.
In a single tweet, I would think one, actually, just to keep it strong. But maybe I'm wrong, Ken.
One or two.
So
one or two.
I was nearly right.
You're always right, Jules, because you're the co-host. You know how that works. So one or two, and it's not that you're going to be a horrible, horrible person if you use three or four or five, and I'll give you one example where that's actually to your benefit. But on an ongoing basis, if you're not using any hashtags, think of it, Jules, as you're leaving money on the table. Because the reason you're using a hashtag is that you want your post to be seen, you want it to be discovered by the people who are interested in what you happen to be talking about. Using a hashtag makes it easy for that to happen. Now, the one exception to the rule, let's say you're looking to hire somebody. In that case, it is perfectly acceptable for you to hashtag every word in the tweet. Manager, Kent,
chef,
the skills,
all
of that,
work,
perfectly
job.
Appropriate. Yes, work, job, hiring, interviewing, recruiting.
Yeah.
Start Monday. Completely appropriate.
I see that. That's very interesting because I have noticed that. Yeah.
Now, for other social networks, let me give you the other extreme. You're familiar with Instagram. You take all of your holiday pics and you post them up on Instagram.
Yeah.
For Instagram, and then this is one of those... people roll their eyes at me, they kind of shake their heads. This is research-based. This isn't Ken was bored this morning and he made up the number in his head. The ideal number of hashtags for Instagram. Paul, would you like to guess this one?
Two.
The number of hashtags on Instagram that research has proven time and time again, this has been about 2 to 3 years of research, is most effective is 11.
Wow.
Not 12, not 10, 11 hashtags.
Wow.
That is interesting.
So if you're using two or three on Instagram, think of, again, this is about, there's no right or wrong on social media. There's just how do we help people to be more effective?
Yeah, absolutely.
Think about increasing the number of hashtags and try it for a week. You will be stunned how many more likes your photos get because more people are now seeing it because more people are discovering it through the hashtags you're using.
Yeah, that makes sense. When you start to think about it logically, it makes sense, doesn't it? Yeah.
Wow. And of course, there are still networks out there, Facebook specifically, LinkedIn specifically, that just don't really use hashtags. They don't necessarily do you any good. And on Facebook, the latest research from last month very clearly says that posts on Facebook without hashtags do better, perform better in terms of the number of likes than posts with hashtags.
Sure. Just coming back to LinkedIn briefly, I post things on LinkedIn about the show, And the thing I found that works with that, because as you quite rightly say, they don't really deal with hashtags, is that anybody I mention, so for instance, Ken Heron is coming on the Business Bunker show. If you type Ken Heron, LinkedIn can bring up a link that highlights you and your profile. So I tend to use that in my LinkedIn posts where people have allowed their name or their company name to be highlighted.
Yes, a very, very smart thing to do. LinkedIn does have a limit. If you try to do more than about 5 or 6 of them, you'll confuse LinkedIn, but absolutely worth doing if you can find an appropriate opportunity to mention a company name or a person's name. Do that in LinkedIn, because they're then more likely to see it and like it, to comment on it, and that's where you get the viral effect of people sharing what you posted.
Okay. Cool.
I want to ask, have we got lots more to do on hashtag? Because I did have another question, but it's not hashtag. So do you want to finish hashtags and then I'll ask you so we don't confuse listen again?
Completely up to you. I do have a couple of hashtag tools to share with people, but go ahead with your question.
Well, my question, it will take you off the path, so let's keep with your hashtags and then we'll
give us your tips on hashtags and then Jules will ask you some kind of personal question.
I'll lead you down the garden
she's
path.
She's been thinking very deeply about this, Ken. I'm sorry, so I have no idea what she's going to ask you. But give us your
anything is possible.
Absolutely.
But a few tools. Because, Paul, you're going to start using Debunker as a hashtag on all your tweets. Now, at the end of the show today, you're going to say, I wonder how that did.
Yeah.
You know, we only started using it for Proto, but I wonder how that did. I have a free tool.
Ooh.
And love free tools.
Yes.
The free tool, and I've tweeted this out so everyone has it, is called hashtracking.com.
Right.
And you enter in the hashtag you want the analytics for, and it will give you the last 24 hours for free. They're happy to charge you for more,
right.
But it will give you the last 24 hours of the use of that hashtag. It is game-changing.
Right.
And because you can show a guest, if a guest uses a certain hashtag that is unique to them, you can show them how many people on Twitter, and that works for Twitter and Instagram, interestingly enough, but you can show them. So we just heard from the lovely Lindsay. She can go in and see how many people heard her and how many people responded to her.
Right.
Very, very powerful analytics, because most of us have a boss.
Yeah.
Most of us have someone we need to answer to. Well, if you're spending time doing something, wouldn't it be nice to track the effectiveness of it in real time for free?
And what's that tool called again?
It's called hashtracking.com. Hashtracking.com.
Cool. Nice one.
So are we looking, when we do that, we write it in, H-A-S-H, hashtracking.com?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Cool.
On your web browser. And that will take you to the, it's a very simple tool to use, and it gives you not lots of nice little charts, and if you happen to have a boss who likes charts and pie charts and all of these, you know, different things, it gives you a little nice setup. What I love about it, as a radio show host, I care about where my listeners are.
Mm.
Are they in the U.S.? Are they in the U.K.? Are they in some country I never even thought about?
Mm.
That process of learning I find very valuable, and this gives this to me every week. So let's say someone retweets me and they happen to be in Russia. Well, I can then see in the results exactly the impact that person's tweet had in terms of the participation in the show.
Right.
So some other quick tools to share, and there's a few of them, so I won't spend a lot of time on all of them. There's hashtagify.me. There is righttag.com. One that's really cool is called tagsforlikes.com. Sometimes, Jules, you may ask yourself, Ken, I really don't know which hashtag I should use.
Ken, I really don't know which hashtag I should use.
You're going to,
because
tagsforlikes is going to tell you. You can enter in any topic you want, and it will give you the most popular hashtags for that topic. So let's go out on a limb here, and maybe Prosecco is a topic that at some point in time you might decide to post about. You could go in and say, all right, what are the most popular hashtags for wine, and it will give you the most popular.
Oh, that's
now,
brilliant.
As a personality, as someone in the entertainment industry, you want to maximize the reach of everything you post online. So by using the hashtags that are more popular, more people will see what you post.
Right, okay.
Excellent.
Yeah, get that.
So where would I research that again, Ken? What would I go to find?
Tags for likes.
Tags for likes.
forlikes.com. And one final one, and this is a really cool one. It's called Trends Map. For example, your listeners are in Kent, overwhelmingly, although you have fans all over the world, as Liz and I know all too well. You can now go to trendsmap.com, zoom in, and you can see in real time what are the most popular hashtags for Kent, block by block, street by street.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow.
That's
it's
really powerful.
Very powerful. And if you're a business and you're saying, well, Ken, this social media stuff's great, but, you know, I really care about Kent. You know, my customers are within a five-mile radius. Now you can go in and see what are the most popular hashtags locally.
Wow, that's really cool. Yeah.
Really, really locally.
Wow.
Well, that's incredible analytics there, then, isn't it? Some boffin has put that together, Ken.
Yes, and I love it because it's free. Again, many small businesses are trying to find ways to maximize their time and their budgets. Just the awareness of some of these free tools gives them better insights, better information, so that if you, let's say you're selling bicycles, you know, you're trying to take advantage of this new program with Kent, and you're trying to get people to ride their bicycles more, well, you probably cover a certain geography. If you understand what people are talking about, you can more appropriately participate in those discussions and get people more interested in the bicycles that you're selling.
Yep. I've seen that.
Now, Nurse Liz, Ken, has just tweeted us from Maryland, as I say now in my American accent, not Maryland. She says, Ken, before adding a trending hashtag, check out the feed. Why is it trending? Maybe negative. So that's a good point,
yes,
I thought.
Yes, that's a very valid point. Know what you're talking about before you insert it. And businesses, you may have heard the term hashjacking.
Yep.
That's where a brand or a business kind of jumps in before looking. That it's always worth looking to say, okay, what are people really talking about? What does this hashtag really mean? Because, as we joked earlier, it may be something that is off-topic.
Yep.
It may be something that is even inappropriate or adult in nature that is not necessarily something you want to be associated with.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So thinking about your brand.
Ken, you've given us so many insights into this. I tell you what we need to do. We need to get you over here is what we need to
do. Well, I'm going to ask Ken. I'm going to Carolina with my new husband's book, Frontier, hashtag Frontier. How far are you from Carolina?
It's a few states away. It's not quite next door, but you will be in the same time zone. It will be a little bit closer than you were in New York, although I admit, and maybe other listeners will feel the same, I felt I was with you and Liz the entire trip. There was no part of the trip we did not experience in real time as you did it.
We had such fun. I was exhausted when I got home, I have to tell you.
Yeah.
Oh, I needed a nap. Ken,
Jules and geography don't go together. She can barely find her way home from the studio, let alone anywhere else.
Well, what about crocodiles in your Florida? Do you have crocodiles?
They don't have crocodiles in Florida. They have alligators.
Alligators.
Yeah.
Yes, and one learns very quickly the difference here because they do tend to like to. It's not that they will eat you whole. They will eat enough of you to kind of really upset your day.
Yeah, yeah.
So you were talking about kayaking earlier. Would you go in your, you know, Florida Keys? Is there a gator around?
I wouldn't.
We actually do more paddle boarding here. That's kind of the popular sport, more so than kayaking.
Is that where you stand?
On a paddle board, you're up higher, so you can see the gator snouts because often you'll see just their snouts in the water,
yeah.
and that gives you a better vantage point than when you're down lower in a kayak, you just can't see as far.
But then if you've got a little bottle of Prosecco on your paddleboard and you're relaxing, it would give that...
As you would. It would as you would.
Well, I would.
As we all would.
Yeah. 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 It would give that gator a chance to just snap your ankle, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. I don't know how a mind works, Ken. I really don't. We end up in the most obscure places.
Drinking Prosecco while paddleboarding and watching out for gators.
Yeah, exactly.
From hashtags to gators.
That yeah.
Makes perfect sense.
Absolutely. And what I was trying to do is get Ken to come over to the UK and impart a lot more of his wisdom while he's over here talking about all these things, and you've gone off on a tangent completely, Jules.
Ken, anyway...
I want to say a big thank you for you joining us again today. Can you give us a shout out for your Twitter handle so people can follow you if anyone doesn't?
Of course. Yeah. And please, if anyone has any questions or follow-upness, I am more than happy to answer them. So you can find me on Twitter at Ken Herron. That's K-E-N-H-E-R-R-O-N.
Fantastic. And just very quickly, how's things going with Outbox Pro?
They're going well, and the offer is still open for any Business Bunker listener who would like to give Outbox Pro a try, and that is a social publishing platform. The first 100 posts are free, so there's no risk, no obligation. It's a free download. We're rolling out very soon the Mac and Windows versions. Right now, we work off of Google Chrome. We realize some companies don't allow their people to use Google Chrome, so we've created Windows and Mac versions, so those will be coming out very, very soon.
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to that. Ken, once again, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. You impart so much interesting and informative stuff to us on marketing and social media. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Enjoy the rest of your day. Jules has got another question.
My hand's up. Ken, can you just tell me the for Outbox Pro, what's the Twitter handle for that again?
Oh, very simple. Go on your browser, go to outbox.pro, P-R-O.
Brilliant.
And
thank you.
All the information is there. There's a big orange download button. It's a free download from the Google Chrome store. It's a browser extension. Right now, it works off of your computer. The mobile version is in the works, as they say.
Fabulous.
Fantastic. Ken, thank you so much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you once again, as it always is. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Look forward to it.
All right. Take care, mate.
Bye-bye,
cheers.
Ken.
Cheers now.
Fabulous Ken Herron there.
Absolutely.
Talking from Gatorland.
Some really, really interesting stuff, and really vital marketing stuff. What's the matter?
No, I saw the flash of the phone.
The phone.
But it was Ken going.
The phone flashes when I turn it off.
Now
I
know.
And it flashes when somebody comes on.
Yeah. Turn on, turn off. That's fine. I never knew that. It's another little thing.
Okay.
Dialer Brainer chirping on Twitter.
We're going to read that in a minute. I've just got a mate comment that.
Have you?
How on earth do we get to drinking Prosecco on a paddleboard beating up gators? How on earth could you get to that? It takes some kind of weird mind to get round to that. It really does.
I was just thinking about it. I've been watching Bloodline on telly. Do you know Bloodline?
No.
I found it on Netflix, and it's I think it's set in Florida, and they have gators there. So I just wanted to
ask crocodiles,
Ken,
as you call them.
Yeah. What is the difference?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Anyway, when you said you're going to Carolina, are you going to North Carolina or South Carolina?
I think down south, because my new husband's going to be talking in a uni there, which I don't think they call them unis, do they?
I've got a mate that lives
college.
In Charlotte.
Well, can I go and stay with him?
Possibly.
Or her? Because I will be on my own budget, of course. Gavin, my new husband at Frontier Funds.
You'll like this.
We'll be talking to underprivileged kids about finance.
Lee, who's my mate that lives in Charlotte.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a senior vice president at Wells Fargo.
Is he? Mm. Well, you know, Jonathan. Oh, I mustn't say that, sorry. Can't say that on air. It's all right. Carry on. Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Did you used to work for Wells Fargo?
Did I?
Yeah.
No.
Because you've worked for most banks.
No, I worked for Citibank.
Yeah. Goldman Sachs?
And Goldman Sachs,
there
yeah.
There you are.
Yeah, but they're completely,
most banks.
Yeah, no, but they're completely different. Goldman is an investment bank, and Citibank is a commercial bank, as is Wells Fargo. I don't think it's called Wells Fargo.
So what,
anymore.
Is he vice president?
He's senior vice president.
That would do for me.
Yeah.
I bet he's got a nice range in Prosecco in his cellar.
Quite possibly.
And we could paddleboard together.
Yeah. Lee and Alison.
Yeah.
Go and visit them.
I will.
Sorry, guys. I've sent her, I've sent her your way. You can move.
Approximately.
Hope there's a hurricane.
I don't know how far is for Nurse Liz from Mirilan.
Oh, don't go there again.
October the 21st or 22nd for the, 1 week.
The United States is a huge, huge, huge
if
country.
If she left now...
If she left now, you'd probably arrive at the same time, sometime in February.
Yeah.
To be fair, even Nurse Liz got it wrong.
Did she?
Yeah, if you remember, when she first moved to Maryland, you had a discussion about how far from New York it was.
Yeah.
And I posited the fact that it's at least 850 miles.
Posit.
And even Liz went, nah, it's much closer than that. But when she looks it up, it is in fact 800 miles.
Now, you see, Alan Noak has just...
Which is bigger. That's more distance than the entire... length of the United Kingdom.
But she came to see me.
Oh, she did, yeah.
And we had a ball.
I'm sure you did,
We were definitely in the city that never sleeps.
Really?
I love that.
Mostly because her and Liz kept us awake with their consistent and epic tweeting, yeah.
And we took these books everywhere because we had Miriam, the lovely Miriam McGurk, who's a writer, with her tales, Scorpions at Midnight.
Shattered Dreams and Scorpions at
Thank
Midnight.
Thank you, darling.
That's all right.
And we took that book to every monument in New York, and then also Frontier Funds, that went to every monument in New York. But going back to Ken Heron, he's so clever, isn't he?
He is very clever.
He's given us all these things, and really, none of that cost any money. So it was, you know, writetag.com, tagsforlights.com. Also, I love the mention of hashjacking. Never knew about that.
Absolutely. And he's absolutely right, you know, because when he said about B-Bunker and using that as a hashtag, and then, you know, he said you need to keep it short, and we went, you know, well, let's call it BB or something. You don't think about the ramifications of doing that.
No.
Whereas B-Bunker's short, but still tells you what it is.
Yeah.
Really clever. Really clever thinking. We're going to start using the B-Bunker hashtag right now. And everything we tweet out from now will be with a B-Bunker hashtag.
Yeah.
And we're going to see how that goes.
Yeah.
And we maybe get Ken on in a couple of weeks to revisit that.
Well, you didn't let me speak to him properly about what I wanted to ask him. So I was going to ask him...
But it scares me. I never know what you're going to ask. You know, do you have crocodiles, Ken? What? Do you know where... What did you say? Do you know where Carolina is?
He dealt with it.
Yeah, yeah. No, he did, because he's a
real man.
He's very gentlemanly, and he wouldn't be rude to
exactly.
you like I am.
I have a vision of him now paddleboarding, don't you, Lindsay?
Yeah,
just
absolutely.
Now with his little Prosecco, you know, bashing off the gaiters as they come up to snap at his ankles. What I was going to ask him was, the next time he comes on, would he tell us and the listener about lists?
Lists on Twitter.
Because I find lists. I'm always put on lists.
Yeah.
And then I go and I want to go and see where they
about.
Put me, and I can't.
No, it doesn't work like that, does it?
Which annoys me.
Yeah, to be honest, I agree. That's actually quite a good one.
That's the first time we've ever agreed on anything.
Yeah,
in
Ken, if you're still listening, we'd like some insights into Twitter lists.
Well, next month he'll
be
on.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll give him something to think about.
But if I'm in South Carolina, then I'll listen in. Try and get him when on the week
going?
When I'm here.
Are you actually going to South Carolina? You don't seem to know where you're going, to be honest.
21st. I think I am. 21st. But I might be going to New York first, because my new husband's got a conference in New York.
Yeah, but...
With Michael Bloomberg heading the conference.
But North or South Carolina are both states.
Are they close to each other?
Well, one's north of the other one, yeah. But you're going to go to a place within one of those states, presumably.
I'll find out.
Like Charlotte.
You need to ask Terence Gorman. He's arranging it all.
Okay, I'll ask Terence
Gorman.
Yeah,
He'll know more than
okay.
I.
We've had a tweet from Dialabrain, who says, Vanilla Web, Jill Serkin, we can see a huge spike in our traffic on dialabrain.com due to the shout-out you gave us earlier. Oh, that's nice. I'm glad we could help.
Yeah, we love
it. Do check
spike.
It out. Dialabrain's a really good resource, actually.
It's brilliant. Are you on it?
No, I'm not, and because I've got nothing to impart in terms of knowledge. What is on there are loads of people that have loads of knowledge to impart, and you can go and ask some questions.
You see, I'm wondering whether Lindsay could use it with the transport thing, whether she could become a transport expert.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Yeah. Basically, you register as an expert in a particular field on there. It doesn't cost anything, and you register as an expert in a field, and then people can book your time in small segments to ask you questions and get your professional advice on things. It's
that's
a really
amazing.
Clever idea. Dialabrain.com. Hopefully that'll cause another spike. Right, we're fast running out of time, and we've got tons and tons of stuff to cover, Jules. So I want to tell the listeners about this. The Kent Invicta Chamber After Hours Networking, which takes place from 6pm to 7:30pm, and there's no need to book, you just turn up. And the next ones are tonight, Tuesday the 1st of September, at the Conningbrook Hotel in Ashford, or at the Nuclear Business and Innovation Centre in Dartford. So that's After Hours Networking, 6pm tonight. Just turn up either at the Conningbrook Hotel Ashford or the Nuclear Business Centre in Dartford. Or there's next Tuesday, the 8th of September, at the Mercure Hive Imperial. And also next Tuesday, the 8th of September, at the Whitewall Centre in Rochester. On Wednesday, the 9th of September, there's the Royal Wells Hotel in Tunbridge Wells. And on Tuesday, the 15th of September, is Daniel San Giuseppe's gaff, the Abbott's Barton Hotel in Canterbury, which is a really great venue. So do get along to that. That's Tuesday, the 15th of September, at the Abbott's Barton in Canterbury. And on Tuesday, the 15th of September, also is the Bridgewood Manor Hotel in Chatham. That's the Kent Invicta Chamber After Hours Networking, 6 to 7 p.m. Free. Don't need to book, you just show up and enjoy a bit of networking. And very good they are too, Jules.
Sorry, I'm just Alan Noak and I chatting about Bloodline. He said he also enjoyed it. We have a new enterprise centre to open at the Mall, or the Mall, in Maidstone. Capital and regional operators of the Mall shopping centres and
Mall.
It's
a mall in this country. It's a mall in Lindsay's country.
And the Enterprise Foundation. I've gone all cosmopolitan, Lindsay.
Yeah.
They're delighted to join the.
She can't even say Westmalling, actually. It's Westmalling.
The announced the opening of the new Enterprise Centre at the Mall in Maidstone, or the Mall. I'm sure if it was Mall, it would have a W in.
Oh, just get on with
the
it.
The new facility will initially occupy 12,000 square feet in the Maidstone House office above the main shopping centre. And the new enterprise centre will have flexi work areas and a range of office sizes to offer. So if you want to find out more about this microsite, maidstoneenterprisefoundation.net. That has a dot in it, actually. maidstone.enterprisefoundation.net. To find out more about that in Maidstone.
Cool, thank you. Miriam McGurk, who you mentioned earlier,
lovely,
who's the author of Shattered Dreams and Scorpions at Midnight,
yeah,
has been invited to speak at an event at the Rotary Club in Tenterton.
Oh, lovely.
On the 10th of September at 7pm. So do get along and listen to Miriam's story. It's a fascinating, fabulous and entertaining story about what inspired her to write her best-selling book Shattered Dreams and Scorpions at Midnight, and you can find out about it by going to her website, which is www.talesfromturkey.com. talesfromturkey.com. Also, I've got a call to artists. Play Me I'm Yours. Dear Paul, touring nationally since 2008, Play Me I'm Yours is an artwork by artist Luke Jerram. More than 1,300 pianos have now been installed in 47 cities across the globe, from Paris to Lima, bearing the simple invitation, Play Me, I'm Yours. The project has already reached more than 6 million people worldwide. The Lilford Gallery is presenting Play Me, I'm Yours as part of the Canterbury Festival from the 17th to the 31st of October. 10 street pianos, decorated by local artists and community groups, will be located in parks, squares and other public spaces for anyone to play and enjoy. And you can find out all about this fabulous project by going to their website, which is streetpianos.com/Canterbury2015. streetpianos.com/Canterbury2015.
And add or top up your link. A little more activity to report over the last month. www.theworldsmostexpensivelink.com. Trailers for Kent, so that's www.trailerskent.co.uk. Kent-based trailer hire and production company has topped up in fourth place, and Rolls Court, R-O-L-L-E-S for sugar, court.co.uk, family run guest house 4 miles from Dover, has topped up to eighth place. So also your minibills.co.uk, your independent utility warehouse distributor based in Kent, has topped up in 11th place. And the fabulous Whitstable Stove Shop, that's whitstablestoveshop.co.uk, has topped up into 68th place. Well done. Heater certified installation of quality log and multi-fueled stoves, plus accessories and fuels, stove servicing and chimney sweeping, chimney repair and maintenance. That's the fabulous, Mark Smith, who's based in Whitstable. And yesterday, Anthony Grey Clocks, Kent-based antique clock restorer, is still in first place, Paul Andrews,
right,
and has now held the top spot for an impressive total of 2,096 days, which
cool.
is absolutely incredible.
Thank
and,
you.
And to go and find out more, it's www.theworldsmostexpensivelink.com.
Cool. It's now time for our news roundup.
Channel Radio News Update.
Kent 2020 winner arrives with plans to send the competition packing. Post and Packing, an independent postal retailer, has ambitious plans to deliver from its new Discovery Park home, introducing walk-in mailroom concept that's already getting the stamp of approval from clients. The company, which won 6 months of free office space at the Kent 2020 Vision Live event in May, intends to grow its office into a regional centre with services that offer a real alternative to the Royal Mail. Post and Packing are the largest business to benefit from the prize draw Discovery Park hold at each Kent 2020 event. The next chance will be at the Kent Startup 2020, being held on Tuesday, the 20th of October at the County Showground at Detling. If you visit our stand, you can put yourself forward to win free office space at Discovery Park in Sandwich. And the last winners were Post and Packing, and they've opened a walk-in mail delivery centre. I'm just looking out of the window. Look at the rain out there.
Well, not again.
I think Ken's hurricane diverted over here by the looks of it.
Yeah. You know, my washing's been out since Saturday.
I saw the tweet, yeah.
Just ridiculous.
Read some news before you start telling us that the crocodiles have got your washing.
And you sort of wonder, shall I get it in? Shall I, you know, and it's got beyond getting it in now. The Keta, which is the Kent Independent Trading Awards, it's 10th of September. Join us. Black Tie Gala event, they say, celebrating the independent businesses in Kent. There'll be a disco, a celebratory atmosphere, a bit of laughter, a three-course sit-down dinner, and a chance to mingle with some proactive Kent professionals. Now in the fourth year, the lovely Hilary Steele is the host, and it's at the Great Danes Hotel. You'll be in great company, they say.
I'm going.
Are you? It's on the 10th of September, Paul Andrews.
It is. I'm going. I'm presenting one of the prizes.
That's next weekend after.
It's Thursday week, yeah. Yeah, I'm going. I'm presenting one of the prizes.
Are you? Which one are you presenting?
I don't know which one I'm presenting yet, but I'm presenting one of them.
Lovely.
Yeah, got dust off my black tie. Women's Enterprise Kent. Are you an enterprising woman?
Yes.
Jill Serkin.
Yes.
Who wants to build your business through digital know-how? Do you want your business to be part of the digital future in Kent?
Yes.
Then apply now for the exciting new Women's Enterprise Kent program. More women each year are feeling inspired to start or grow their own businesses and create a career that works for their lifestyle. To enable you to do this, Kent County Council, in conjunction with the Government Equalities Office and leading technology experts, are bringing you a series of entrepreneurial classes and clinics. The program runs from September to March, September 2015 to March 2016. There's no cost to participate in the event. It's free. And we're looking to recruit 30 women. One-day class clinic per month. Half a day mentoring per month. You can go to the website kent.gov.uk/womensenterprisekent. That's kent.gov.uk/womensenterprisekent to find out about that. I happen to know that 34% of all new start-up businesses are being started by female entrepreneurs, and that's growing and growing and growing, and quite rightly too, and that's fabulous.
I also wanted to ask Ken, I know he's gone now, but I wanted to ask him about, I have a lot of conversations recently on social media with people, and I say to them, you know, your Twitter is not particularly strong, and they say to me, oh yeah, we're getting a young thing in to do it, you know, it really annoys me.
Because, and this is part of the news section, why?
Oh, he's folded his arms, Lindsay.
Lindsay, you're being listed now. Did I not have a conversation with her before the show in which I said, this is what we will be doing? And she said, you always tell me that. I don't know why you tell me so often.
I know, but I've got 10 minutes.
And that's because you haven't got 10 minutes.
The FSB networking, Paul Andrews, is on Tuesday, September the 8th, which is next Tuesday, 6 to 7.30 at the Innovation Centre Medway. It's in Rochester, Chatham, M for Mother, E5, 9 F for Freddie D. You can come and meet like-minded business colleagues and find out how you can make the most of your FSB membership. And they say, do bring a friend. There's also the Keta Award Ceremony, which I've just mentioned. But this is also on Thursday, September the 10th, and it's at Maidstone Corpus Christi Hall. And the FSB other networking event is Tuesday, November the 10th. So this is for your diary. 6 to 7.30, Hilton Maidstone Hotel, Bearsted Road, Maidstone, ME14 5AA, United Kingdom.
Thank you. I had a tweet from another new listener, Equilibrium PR. Equilibrium underscore
news?
PR. No, it's not. But as you decided to destroy my section, I decided to read this. Equilibrium underscore PR. Saying, listening to the Business Bunker Show, some great advice about using social media. So thank you. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show. Thank you for listening in. Back to the news section.
FSB Networking, the Ebbsfleet Garden City Conference, has the infrastructure and local procurement. It is Friday, September the 18th, 8.30 to 11am, and it's in Dartford. And they're going to be focusing on infrastructure and local procurement, as we've said. And they say also we're in a prime position to supply timber materials to Ebbsfleet Garden City. This is, who is saying this, we ask, listener, Chris Porcus, who's Forestral Timber and Fencing Merchants. So he is in the prime position, he says, to supply timber materials to Ebbsfleet Garden City, as they sit exactly opposite the Eastern Quarry. So are you still involved with that, Paul?
I do go to some of the Ebbsfleet events, yes, and I've chaired a couple of them.
Brilliant.
I will be going to that one, but I'm not chairing that particular one.
So that's Friday, September the 18th.
Mm-hmm. The reason I brought up the tweet earlier is because it was relevant to the next news item.
Oh, okay, was
yeah,
it?
Which is digital over breakfast on the 25th of September at the Holiday Inn Rochester from 8am to 10am. And guest speaker is Simon Ryan from Social Advisor UK. Are you using social media to acquire customers for your business? Do you struggle to measure the return on your social media marketing investment? Running a social media campaign is only the start of your lead generation journey. Simon will show you how your website, marketing funnel and sales funnel all need to be set up to capture and convert. Many businesses are missing this opportunity, so don't be one of them. Who's it for? Digital Over Breakfast is a great opportunity for business people from all sectors and all levels, whether you want to develop or enhance your existing knowledge or join the digital marketing world for the first time. Numbers are limited. It costs £17.50 plus VAT, but that does include a full English breakfast. And to book your place or find out more, you can email info@bestbusinessevents.co.uk. That's info@bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
And your chance to book for an FSB members race day at Lingfield Park. I quite fancy this, actually. Yeah. On Saturday the 12th of September, if you like the GGs, the second of a trio of FSB member services events takes place on the 12th of September, which is a Saturday, as I've just said, mm-hmm. and it's at the Lingfield Park Racecourse. I hate this press release. This is your chance to join an exclusive number of FSB members attending our Lingfield Park horse racing. I must rewrite this. So what you get is £80, and you will be see the day's entire race. And also there is, well, there's loads of things. There's a parade ring, present, you can see awards presented, winners trophies, a four-course lunch, a tipster session, a quiz, plus free reserve car parking. So look on the Kent Business Radio website and find out all about 12th of September, Lingfield Park, Paul Andrews.
Cool. We've had 38 more tweets since the last
it's
one.
It's gone bananas, hasn't
it? It's suddenly gone bananas. Everybody's suddenly woken up because they've all come in out of the rain and they're all tweeting away like mad now. I can't get round to reading them all out because we're fast running out of time, but we will respond to them on Twitter and we will try and give them a read out next week. Auto-enrolment is all wrapped up exclusively for Federation of Small Businesses members. The FSB pension scheme for members has been updated with the same terms and conditions as before, but now offering some new and exciting features, including new provider, improved service, faster setup process, lower total management charges. All of this and still for just one single charge, exclusively available to FSB members. Everything you need to know about the new pension scheme can be found on our brand new website, and I'll give you the website in a moment. On the site, you will find lots of information about the new scheme, your duties as an employer, and the services we can provide for FSB members. You can also download our new information guide from the website. And the new website is fsbpensionservices.co.uk. fsbpensionservices.co.uk. If you employ even one person in a company, you do have to go through auto-enrolment, no matter what. You cannot avoid it. It is a lovely piece of government-introduced red tape just to annoy everybody, but you have got to do it. There is no way that you can't do it. So please don't put it off. Even if your staging date is 15 months in future, you should be doing it now. And if you're a member of the FSB, you can get a lot of help to do it. If you're not a member of the FSB, what are you thinking? You should be, because if you're a member of the FSB, you can go to fsbpensionservices.co.uk and get help with auto-enrolment. Jules.
I've finished all mine, Paul.
Have
Andrews.
You?
Yes. I was quite diligent, Lindsay, wasn't I?
You were.
She knows.
Were you?
Yes.
Well, that's perfect, because we're now at the end of the show. And I'd just like to say a massive, massive thank you to today's show sponsor, the Federation of Small Businesses Kent and Medway. Thank you so much for sponsoring us. I'd like to say a massive thank you to our guests, the lovely Lindsay Reynolds.
Thank you.
Project Officer, Kent Connected. Kent County Council. Do remember that kentconnected.org will be launching soon, where you can find out all about sustainable travel and reducing your carbon impact in your travel, and we will be announcing that when it's fully live. There is the Kent Smarter link, where you can get your up to £5,000 of free money for travel related issues, and that can be technology for working at home, but you must claim that before the 30th of September, so don't delay. Get and have a look at that. But a big thank you to Lindsay for joining us today. It's been an absolute pleasure to hear from you.
Thank you.
As always, it was a massive pleasure to hear from US radio host on All Business Radio Show and the LinkedIn Lady Show, Mr. Ken Heron,
his
the marketing expert.
His hashtag Lil Show, isn't it?
Lil Show.
Lil Show.
Yeah, L Show. L-I-L Show. We are going to be using the hashtag that Ken has recommended, which is BBunker. So anybody listening or wanting to interact with us, if you could append the BBunker hashtag, we would be most grateful.
And don't forget, you can get that free download Outbox Pro.
Absolutely, yeah. So thank you to all of those, but thank you most of all to all the businesses out there in Kent and the United States, apparently, who listened in, who emailed, who tweeted, who participated in the show. I'm really sorry that the late flurry of tweets we couldn't get round to reading, because there were just far too many.
Oh, I thought it was Dave Flory had died. The late Flory, you said.
Yeah. Andy Capp's wife.
I was very upset.
You won't remember that. Andy Capp's
no,
wife was called Flory.
Because you are actually 60 and...
Oh, okay. All right.
9
yeah.
days and...
Yeah, thank you for that.
10 hours.
Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah, cool. Anyway, thank you so much for participating in the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk. The listen again and podcast will be up shortly. Should you have missed any of this, or you want to point anybody
recap,
else at doing it,
yeah,
and recap and go back over some of the things that you heard from Lindsay and Ken to refresh your memory about the things that are going on, do that. Coming up later on Channel Radio, we have next up at 5 o'clock, Mr. Craig Avery, the lady's favourite, with the Craig Avery Show. That is followed at 7 o'clock with 18 tracks of unsigned awesomeness, handpicked by Mr. Jamie Andrews on the New Potatoes Show. And then...
It's Club Culture with Boy George.
One, two, three, get down!
Cool drum beat at the squidgy bass, I give you Vanilla Ace, and it rhymes. That means I'm right on time. Welcome to Club Culture, where I control my very own dance universe. 1 hour or more of grooving delectables for your disco pleasure. I'm Boy George.
Friday night, 1 hour of delectable, delicious dance music. It's Club Culture with Boy George on Channel Radio.
So not just Friday night.
Not just Friday nights, Tuesday
night.
Nights as well. Yeah. At 9 o'clock on Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock on Friday nights, the fabulous Mr. Boy George with Club Culture on channelradio.co.uk.
I love his show.
But you've been listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Serkin here on the Business Bunker Show, and our new hashtag, BBunker. We'll be back with you next week. Thank you so much for joining us. It's a pleasure to share the afternoon with you. Have a good afternoon, and we'll see you all next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.